Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at voice AI and conversational AI for Singapore businesses, and the article is by Brett Allegory Wood.
The full title is Voice and Conversational AI for Singapore Businesses, Your Knowledge Always Available. And that framing is doing a lot of work, because that's really what the whole piece is about.
It is. Brett opens with something very specific. Singapore customers don't wait until business hours. If someone messages your business at 11 p.m. asking whether you deliver to Jurong West and they don't get a fast answer, they've already moved to whoever did answer.
And his framing for that is interesting. He calls it a knowledge access problem, not a technology problem. The knowledge already exists inside your business. Someone knows the delivery policy. Someone else knows the product details. It's just trapped with those people, or buried in an old email thread, or sitting on an FAQ page that was last updated 2 years ago.
Right. So voice AI and conversational AI are the way you get that knowledge out of people's heads and make it available around the clock.
Before we go further, can you explain what those two things actually are? Because people hear voice AI and they imagine something out of a science fiction film.
Fair. Voice AI answers your phone calls automatically, using your actual business knowledge. Conversational AI does the same, but on messaging channels: WhatsApp, SMS, Instagram, Facebook Messenger, website chat.
And Britt gives a real worked example in the article. A customer asks whether you deliver to Jurong West and what the delivery charges are. The AI comes back with yes, delivery is free for orders over $50 and $8 for orders below that, then asks if they want to place an order.
Then the customer asks how long delivery takes, and the AI says usually 1 to 2 business days, and if they order before 3 p.m. today, it can get there by tomorrow afternoon.
That's a proper back and forth, not a scripted menu. It sounds like someone who actually works there.
That's the key point. Neither system works off a rigid script. Both draw on a central knowledge base built from your actual products, processes, and FAQs.
So what's pushing Singapore businesses to do this right now?
Brett identifies three pressures. First, missed leads outside business hours. Someone who inquires on a Sunday night and gets no reply until Monday has usually already moved on. Second, repetitive questions draining team time. Hours every week on what are your operating hours or do you accept credit cards? Questions that never need a human.
And the third is scaling. If your inquiry volume goes up 10 times, you can't hire your way through it. An AI assistant doesn't sleep, take sick leave, or ask for a raise.
And in Singapore specifically, there's a multilingual dimension that really stands out.
Yes, this is the part I didn't expect. The system handles English, Mandarin, Malay, Tamil, and Singlish. No multilingual hire required. It responds in whatever language the customer is writing or speaking in.
And in a market where language choice is part of the customer experience, not an afterthought, that matters.
Okay, let's talk cost, because any SME owner sitting here is going to ask, what does this actually cost me?
Brett covers this directly. The Singapore government has made SME AI adoption an explicit policy priority. The Productivity Solutions Grant, the PSG, covers up to 50% of the cost for approved AI solutions.
50%. That's not nothing.
There's also the SMEs Go Digital program, which gives step-by-step guidance and access to vetted vendors, and the Enterprise Development Grant for more ambitious, customized projects.
So there's real infrastructure to help you get started. You're not working it alone.
Brett walks through setup in 5 stages: discovery, knowledge base build, channel connection, testing and refinement, then launch and handover. None of it requires you to be technical.
The knowledge base build is the interesting one. Most businesses have everything scattered. One person knows the delivery process, someone else knows the product range, the website has FAQs no one has touched in years.
That's where you start. You surface and organize all of that into one central system. Once it's structured, the AI can access it instantly across every channel. It augments what your team can do rather than replacing what they're good at.
And your team stops fielding the same question for the 100th time. They focus on the conversations that genuinely need a person: closing, relationships, the complex problems.
Exactly right.
So what should a listener actually do this week?
Brett gives 4 actions. The one I'd start with: list the 5 questions your team answers most often. Those are the first responses your AI should handle. If you can't list them off the top of your head, check your last month of messages. Brett says they'll be obvious within minutes.
For me, it's the PSG check. Go to Enterprise Singapore, search for AI under the Productivity Solutions Grant, and confirm whether your business qualify before you talk to any vendor. That 50% funding changes the maths considerably.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth a read if this conversation landed close to home.